Second and third prize, only a one-night stay, but all the else is the same.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, cool. Very cool.
And most very importantly, sweet. Maybe bragging rights.
Woo!
You get to be the one that says, hey, that chicken, I named that. Get on over to wizcountry.com/chicken to get in on the naming right now. We'll be back with more fun on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Russian President Vladimir Putin greeting North Korea's Kim Jong-un ahead of an hours-long meeting at a satellite launch facility in Siberia today. They were expected to discuss North Korean weapons shipments to help fight Russia's war in Ukraine. Correspondent MTS Tayyab reports from Dnipro.
When asked by reporters whether Russia would help North Korea launch its own satellites and rockets, Putin responded by saying, "That's exactly why we came here." The White House has warned North Korea that if it sells arms to Russia, it would violate multiple UN Security Council resolutions. But neither leader seemed to care.
In eastern Libya, rescuers struggling to recover bodies in the city of Derna, where a health official says the death toll from flash floods has topped 5,100. Thousands are still missing. Tens of thousands are newly homeless. Hurricane Lee is slamming the U.S. East Coast with high waves and dangerous rip currents. New Englanders are bracing for the possibility of landfall. Meteorologist Stephanie Abrams from the Weather Channel.
This weekend, it's looking like we will see the biggest impacts in New England. From Boston to Portland, we are over 8 inches above average on rain for the year. More could fall on already saturated grounds. And with Lee's wind field expanding, impacts could be felt farther inland.
A day after House Speaker Kevin McCarthy instructed committee heads to begin an impeachment inquiry of President Biden, Democrats are calling it a waste of time and taxpayer dollars. CBS's Scott McFarlane is on Capitol Hill.
This inquiry appears on a dead-end course in the Senate, which is controlled by Democrats. In the meantime, Senate Republicans say they're trying to keep the focus on the bills they have to pass to avoid a government shutdown at the end of the month.
Federal Reserve members will be watching closely when the government releases the Consumer Price Index in half an hour. CBS business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
It is expected that prices were up by 3.6% from a year ago. Now, that is an increase from the previous month. The reason is primarily because of energy prices.
The Fed meets next week to decide whether to raise interest rates again. Last night's MTV VMAs belong to
Taylor Swift.
She went home with nine prizes, the most of any artist, including Song of the Year for Anti-Hero. But the highlight for her...
And the VMA goes to the unstoppable Taylor Swift.
Justin Timberlake and the rest of the NSYNC gang reunited to hand out the Moon Man for Best Pop Video.
I had your dolls.
The Dow futures are up. I'll make that down 14. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 65. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 44 tonight. High of 73 tomorrow, mainly clear. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday. Chance for scattered thunderstorms on Saturday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 50.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. We hope it's treating you good. We're certainly gonna. We got an hour with you, and we're gonna have some fun doing it. We got good things coming up. We're gonna get into a little bit of interesting entertainment news, I think. We've also got coming up after that the top how-to questions we are search engineing.
Search engineing?
Well, Googling.
I like that. Search engineing with our engine searchings?
Yes. Our engines are a searching.
That's a weird word phrase, isn't it? Really it? Search is. Engine? It really is. Weird. Anyway, sorry. I digress.
We got that coming up. We're going to give you the cure to a headache, possibly. We got that also on the way, along with some That Ain't Right stories and some local good stories of the day. Got a lot of local stuff we want to get to.
Yeah.
Might not even have time for a That Ain't Right story today. I want to make sure to get all these local things that we
have.
Well,
That Ain't Right.
I'm telling you, put her in a burrito more often. Let's start with entertainment news. And if you needed more proof that they need writers and how important the writers and actors strike is, they if you didn't know that they ran out of ideas already, the latest case in point, they are making a movie out of Murder, She Wrote.
Oh, boy.
It's about a serial killer. No, it's no. The mystery show starring, of course, the great, the legend, Angela Lansbury, mm-hmm. That you're, you know, we, I think as kids, our grandparents watched, you know, and maybe mm-hmm. we watched a little bit too.
Sure.
Yeah, reruns for sure.
One of my favorite memories was I always knew when things were winding down because Columbo was on and then Murder, She Wrote.
Yep.
it was that great combination of Peter Falk and Angela Lansbury and the greatness of mysteries. And, you know, it was fun as a kid. I mm-hmm. liked mysteries that my nan and papa, we'd get into it and try to guess who the killer was and all that. We never got it right. We were right. Never, but it was always fun. The script is unwritten, but obviously everything's on hold, of course, because of the strike. Of course, we lost Angela Lansbury last year, so she won't be able to be a part of this, right. Of course. So recently they reimagined Night Court, and they did kind of a spinoff, kind of a sequel of it, where
right.
Harry's daughter takes over for him. Mm-hmm. And you brought John Larroquette back, and I watched the first 4 or 5 episodes, and it was great. It really was good. I just don't have the time to take in. I only have so much bandwidth. But I really did enjoy the show, and I think that for younger audiences, the ratings showed. They got a second season. It did mm-hmm. pretty well.
Right.
If they were doing that, I wouldn't have as much of an issue with it. I don't think that's a horrible idea. It's a fun idea. It's a fun concept. And I think that it's almost honoring Angela Lansbury and that great work.
Mm-hmm.
But a movie is a money grab. That's what movies are. You're not going to find many people that love and romanticize movies more than me mm-hmm. in human history. And I will be the first to tell you that almost every single movie you've ever seen is a money grab.
Mm-hmm.
It's what comes down to it because of the people that are in charge. It's not the creatives that are in charge. Steven Spielberg, one of the most powerful people in Hollywood history, does not have the final say on his production.
Nope.
It is the people with the money. It is the people holding the line right now and telling you that my fellow actors and writers are greedy jerks. Those are the people that are deciding, you know what? I don't have any good ideas. Let's just do this. Let's just take an old TV show that was popular when I was younger, and we're going to make it into a movie. And I don't know how any of it will even come close to resembling the show that people ended up loving.
My question is, who's it for?
That's a great question.
What audience are they trying to get with this?
Yeah.
Is it like you said, you know, is it the grandkids of the older folk that tended to watch that show? And I'm sure it wasn't just old, you know, elderly folks that watched it.
No.
There were plenty of other people, I'm sure. But still,
love that show.
Yeah. But still, who are they? I just don't know who the audience is. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
And are they going to cast somebody to try to portray Angela Lansbury?
Mm, yeah. Another great question. Are they going to try to do that as her, or are they just going to try to, you know, I don't know.
Rebuild the character in another way, which I don't think can be done in a movie, especially.
Right. You know, I really do feel like this is one of those ones with the TV show. You can take your time. You can build the character, pull the audience to care about the character.
Yeah.
I will say this, and this is probably a side note that only I care about. And maybe, well, not only I, but I and my fellow actors care about. But there are not enough roles for older women. And if they do cast this with an older woman in mind, I do kind of champion that. It's almost worth it to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Just to get that one lead role in everything, even if it is a box office bomb or whatever, that's a woman who got that role that wouldn't probably have a role like that otherwise.
Well, think about that. How much press was around, 80 for Brady or whatever it was? Yep. Because it was at older women. Yeah. Yeah, and you do not hear that hardly at all
in the movie business. However, they were very four, very, very popular older women.
True. That's very true, yes.
I will say the biggest movie in the last year or so, you can make the argument, was led by women in Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Michelle Yeoh, who is not a household name, is now a bit
she
of one.
She should have been so long ago.
Oh, God, yeah. Going back to Crouching Tiger.
I know.
That woman wasn't an A-list star after that is a crime against artist humanity, let alone now. But
yep.
I know what you're saying there, Melissa. I don't disagree with that point at all. You got established products with all four of those mm-hmm. those actors. So
yeah.
It's a big difference.
So again, yeah, that's to that point too. I think that what you're saying makes total sense.
Ooh, I did just think of something though. what about Sally Field in that role? In the Angela Lansbury role. I kind of like that
yeah.
actually.
Yeah, she would have her own spin on it, of course.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
still, I like Sally Field.
I should also admit, I'm a gigantic Sally Field. How about, as long as I'm throwing names of actors I love, how about Goldie Hawn? How about Goldie Hawn
in there?
Why not? Disney is, this is just too beautiful. I've been sitting on this all morning, and I couldn't wait for the That Ain't Right section of our show. So I'm going to throw it in an entertainment. An office used by Disney Advertising Department in New York is allegedly, and interestingly, infested with mice. An email was sent to the staff Monday to immediately leave the affected floor and either work from home or relocate to another part of the building until further notice.
These are not the Cinderella type mice that are going to help you finish your tasks.
Yeah, no. I mean, if I worked at Disney and I see mice in the building, I am getting very angry. They're not helping me with my work.
Yeah, right. And they're not singing. They're not wearing little mm-hmm. sweaters.
Dancing.
Right.
Well, I whistled. Why are you not working? And whistle while you were. I whistle. Come on.
Well, maybe they were just looking for a job.
Yes,
they figured of any company that they could get a job with would be the mouse. Yeah, right.
Yep.
With Mickey, maybe. But Mickey's kind of jealous. I don't think he's gonna want to work with other mice. Maybe
he's
Minnie.
Kind of a giant personality.
Yeah, he is. So
this is a one mouse room.
That wasn't a bad Mickey.
It wasn't actually.
There's only room for one mouse. Worst Mickey impression ever.
I thought it was actually decent. I thought it wasn't too bad.
I don't think I could do better.
I went out on that ledge, though.
I did it. Go for the gusto, man.
I did that
man.
For the listener. I did that for you out there. I put myself out there. I did it.
You got to do the laugh first.
I've never done that before. That was the first. I just
that
took
wasn't
a chance.
Bad.
I just
See?
Took a chance
Not
on
bad.
It.
Work on it. You might have something
it was
there.
Horrible. It was horrible.
Back to the office building.
Yeah. The irony is you can taste it on your taste buds.
Thick as a brick. Yeah.
And I have my issues with Disney back to Walt, I don't begrudge the company and the artists and the people that work there now.
Right.
I just can't help the irony.
Yeah.
I will say, too, I do believe in karma. And I do think that the things that Bob Iger has said recently, the things that Disney has, when Disney is built on creatives,
mm-hmm.
that entire company. Going back to Walt, who was a creative himself.
He was, yes.
Before he was a CEO or anything like that, he was a creative. For a company like that to be so bullish and so all on the wrong side of history on this one, especially a guy who is as smart as Bob Iger.
Yeah.
I just...
Not sure what's going on there. Yeah.
This isn't going to affect Bob Iger at all because he's not at that building or anything, but it's going to cost him. I'll tell him that. Yeah, it's going to definitely do that. Here's an interesting story. We're going to talk about Hall & Oates, and the world may have never had a Hall & Oates if not for senseless gun violence.
What?
Yeah, that is one of the weirdest sentences I will ever say.
Yeah, that's odd.
Daryl Hall mm-hmm. and John Oates were both raised in Philly and both went to Temple University in the late 60s. They were each in different doo-wop groups, but they didn't know each other.
Hmm.
In 1967, both of their bands were invited to perform at a dance event promoted by a local DJ. But before the show could start, a fight broke out in the audience between two rival gangs, and shots were fired.
Yikes.
The bands had to cram into a service elevator to escape, and that's where Hall and Oates met for the first time.
Wow, what a story.
A few weeks later, Oates' group broke up after two members got drafted to Vietnam, so he joined Hall's band, and the rest is yacht rock history.
It is. Wow, what a story. My God. How come we've never heard this before?
I know. Yeah, yeah.
My gosh.
Daryl Hall is a really good storyteller. Mm-hmm. The show he was doing for a while there, I can't remember what it was, but it was kind of an acoustic thing, and he'd bring on all these different artists from different genres. It was a fun show. He'd do a lot of storytelling on that show, and I thought that was actually my favorite part of the show, was him talking about how Rich Girl came about or something like that. I'd never heard this story, though. How do you sit on this story? I'd be telling this story to every interviewer I ever knew. I'd be rambling about
it. You know how we met.
That's an origin story of Hall & Oates.
That's kind of a cool story.
It is.
I did not see that coming.
No.
That was pretty interesting. We will take a break right here. When we get back, we're going to talk about what we're search engineing, what we are Googling.
He's trying so hard to make that
a
thing.
I really am. Coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Youth sports are community sports. When you run into an old friend while you're cheering on your local team,
hi there,
or making your way back to your seat and asking what you missed, Youth Athletics brings the community together. Help us support local high school and amateur sports by joining our team of amazing sponsors. Call Ashley today at 715-496-0710. That's 715-496-0710. And join us as we continue to keep our community connected.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 65. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 44 tonight. High of 73 tomorrow, mainly clear. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday. Chance for scattered thunderstorms on Saturday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 50.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Hope you're having a great, great day out there.
You get a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove.
Maybe throwing into your search engine right now, Tracy Chapman, and how do I get that song? How do I need that song? I mean, I haven't heard that in so long. Maybe that's what you're doing right now. Or maybe you're doing some of this. We've got an interesting list here. Google says how-to searches are more popular than ever, except for early in the pandemic when we were Googling how to do everything.
Makes sense.
From baking bread to where's the toilet paper?
Yep.
to make your own toilet paper.
Yes, yes.
Jeez.
They released a big report on the top how-to searches in the U.S. So far this year, here are the highlights.
All right.
The states asking the most how-to questions are West Virginia, Utah, Kentucky, Arkansas, and Oklahoma.
Hmm. Okay.
Interesting group there.
Yeah, interesting.
The top how-to searches overall are how to draw, how to pronounce things, how to tie a tie, how to screenshot something. Oh, wow. And
every phone is different.
It's true. That's true. It's true. It's fair point. And how to get a passport.
Wow, that's a diverse group of questions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do the how to pronounce a
lot. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
As a news person, you know, that makes sense. It really does.
And we appreciate that.
Yeah, we do.
I genuinely do. I know that if you watch Wisconsin reporting on TV or you take in some reporting, not everybody does that.
It's true.
I respect that quite a bit.
Well, the internet also isn't always correct.
No,
that's true. So even if you try, you still may fail.
What? Thank you.
The internet is wrong sometimes?
Oh. Yeah. Newsflash.
Burst my bubble. Seth.
I heard some of my favorite personalities on TV calling Northern Illinois' DeKalb or something like that.
DeKalb.
And they were in the city. They were in the town. And I couldn't believe it.
That's when you stick your head out a window and say, hey, What town are we in?
Yeah, right.
Just to hear how it's said.
Just to hear how it's said.
Exactly. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Yeah.
And sadly, as bad as I am at pronouncing things on the air, I also Google how to pronounce things very often, which is, think of how worse it'd be if I didn't.
Silver linings.
The top how to help questions include how to help anxiety, how to help people, how to help constipation. and that last
important
one,
topics.
That last one took up the whole top, the rest of the top 10.
Wow.
Different versions of basically how to help depression, cramps, back pain, diarrhea, constipation. Like this wow. is kind of like the last 10 things.
Wow.
Well, that's
amazing.
We have a lot of processed food in this country. I'm just going to put that out there.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Good point.
And we have a lot of people paying more and more attention to their mental health. As far as some
and
of those
their physical health, yeah.
It's remarkable that anxiety is the number one on the list.
Yes,
how much anxiety there is right now in our country and the world, for that matter.
I hope that does two things. One, creates some empathy in ourselves and for each other,
yep.
and also shows how connected we are and how in common we have things and how we have more in common than not. Do not let people divide us.
Yep.
Right. We have more in common than we don't.
That's they right. have an agenda with that.
Where is part of that anxiety maybe coming from? You know, in this environment that we have created, this is that we all have dirt under our nails of.
Yeah.
It's important to kind of notice these things and for us to find the connections as opposed to dividing us.
Mm-hmm.
I am so sick and tired. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. I don't care if we voted for the same people. I'm done. Mm-hmm. I'm done with the division. I don't care who you are.
And the fear mongering.
Yep.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. That leads directly to that division. Exactly.
You're no whoever you are, you're no better than the other side.
No.
In my opinion.
No,
just
you're right.
my opinion. The top how to be questions include how to be better, how to be a man, how to be happy, and how to be yourself.
How to be better. I like that one.
I like that one.
That one's a good one. Just general. How to be better. How do you be better?
That,
you know?
that also was a roller coaster for me. Because
yeah.
I felt really good about the how to be better, and I felt really sad about how to be happy. That,
yeah.
you know, if you're throwing that into a search engine, I feel for you.
How to be a man?
Well, that's just
I'm not sure what that's all about.
That's ridiculous. That's that outside of some things that I don't know that well as far as you know the trans community and some of that. Mm-hmm. Maybe if there's something there, I don't know. And I'm sorry if I sound offensive saying that. I just want to try to cover all bases here. But I will say, in the sense that you and I are thinking of here, Seth, that's ridiculous.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
Well, you're going to get a lot of I would say. Conflicting feedback.
Right.
If you put that into a search engine,
probably a lot of toxicity too.
Incredible.
Quite potentially.
Incredible. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the how to be yourself, I would say, is should be paramount for everybody.
That's a good one. Because
there's a lot of pressure in society to be something else, to be something that other people expect you to be, or what you expect you to be.
That's
but
right.
You need to just embrace being you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The top how to clean questions include how to clean shoes, how to clean leather, how to clean mold, and how to clean ears.
How to mold out of your ears. Ooh, hope you don't have mold in your ears. That'd be bad.
Don't mix those up.
No.
Don't mix those up. Mm-mm-mm. I do like, I love the variety in this. And the how to clean your ears thing, this is something that I've been like talking about for a while. Going back to my papa telling me, Jimmy, never put anything in your ear that's bigger than your elbow. You know, like that old phrase. I don't know how many people heard that, but I used to hear it all the time from my papa. He was very against Q-tips. Like he was all about cleanliness and being clean and brushing your teeth and all that stuff. But he was always told from a doctor at a young age that putting Q-tips in your ears was not safe for your eardrum.
Mm-hmm.
And my nana was a nurse, and she was very adamant about this.
Mm-hmm.
But what do I do when I clean my ears? I use a Q-tip. I'll be honest. I use a Q-tip. And every time I do this, almost every time I do it, I feel guilty.
You hear that voice in the back of your head, right?
Absolutely.
Saying, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Well, earwax has a purpose. Mm-hmm. An overabundance of it or a buildup of it is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I know several people who have had to go in and have their ears flushed out because they can't hear well.
I've had that happen myself.
It's far enough in that you can't get to it safely, number one, nor should you try. And but you have to go in and get it cleared out.
Seth, you've had this done yourself?
Yes, I have, because I was swimming at once, and like in the ocean, and it knocked something loose, and I couldn't get, you know, I couldn't get it out, and so I had to go in, and they cleaned it out. You know, they use a spray and this kind of stuff. And the cool thing about it is that you get to hear stories about people even worse than you are that have come in to get their ears cleaned out. Ears. Yeah.
And then sometimes they send you home with a giant syringe that looks kind of like a turkey baster.
Wow.
I didn't have that. But since then, I have to say I've been very conscientious about my ears since that, because it's like, no, I don't want to do that again.
That'll do it. Certain medical things will make you really pay attention to that stuff. The top how to make questions are how to make money, how to make rice, how to make eggs, how to make bread, and how to make coffee.
How to make coffee?
Yeah, that's a funny one. That's an interesting one. Maybe if they mean, you know, grinding the beans or something,
I suppose,
like that.
Yeah.
Or specialty coffee drinks. Yeah. That's not just straight up coffee. It could be a variety.
How to make money.
Yeah.
It sends you a bunch of counterfeiting.
Right. Yeah.
No, not literally make money.
Yeah. Oh, darn it.
And they knock on your door.
Yeah, there's the FBI at my door.
Yeah, the Secret Service knocking. Excuse me, sir.
Hello. Yes, I understand. I'm coming.
Okay. That Google search.
Can I grab my toothbrush? The top how to fix questions include how to fix a zipper, how to fix Wi-Fi, how to fix a transmitter broke. No.
Is Chuck Googling that right now?
How to fix an ingrown toenail.
Ooh.
And how to fix a relationship.
I knew that was coming.
Ooh.
Some of those very nuts and bolts with that last one.
Yeah.
That's tread carefully.
The variety of all of these, of where they go to kind of like these simple basic things that we've either said in our head or have search engined ourselves. And then the personal and how how personal some of this stuff is too.
The first one I can totally understand. Who hasn't had an issue with a zipper at some point?
Yes.
And you're like, how do I fix this? Because I can't wear this thing if I don't fix the zipper.
Mm-hmm. And there are some small ways to fix zippers, but a lot of times you're just better off replacing it or replacing the item.
Exactly.
Because zipper replacement is a skill.
The zipper companies have run game on us. The YXZ or whatever that initials are on the zipper. It's a Y and I know there's a K in there and a Z. I think it's YKZ or whatever on the zipper. That company has been running game on us for a long time. Meanwhile, the Velcro people are like, "What do we gotta do? What do we gotta do?"
It's just not as satisfying of a sound.
It's not. No, the zip is so much better than the rip, you know, of the Velcro.
You should join them for marketing.
You really should.
Better than the rip.
I think we're about to lose Seth. I think he's got his next gig.
My new career.
Yes. We've lost him to the zipper people. Those darn zipper people.
Have you ever really thought about zippers? How important they are to your life.
See, he's already got this down. He's already got half the commercial written.
They've replaced safety pins and stick pins to your betterment.
Which are dangerous.
There really is something.
Have been known to cause hepatitis. No, I'm just kidding. You're really out there.
I'm done. I don't even know how to keep going with the segment. And speaking of relationships, they also looked at searches for just that. They include how to be in a relationship, how to fix a relationship, how to build a relationship, but also how to end a relationship, how to leave a relationship, and how to get out of a relationship.
Well, there must be at least 50 ways to leave your lover.
Oh,
so.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
Can you get back, Jack?
Yeah. See, you were now you just got fired from the zipper people. Now you just lost your job.
Oh, that was terrible.
Welcome back to production. Yep. anything that stood out about this to anybody? Because I see a couple themes here.
And I think one thing that we've all done is look up something, a practical fix for like some physical thing. Mm-hmm. But it seems there's just as much stuff about just being human. You know, how do I deal with relationships? How do I do this? How do I do that?
Some of those searches are done in desperation.
Yeah, for sure.
I didn't see anything that surprising on this list. I think in part because we've all done so much of this.
I think you're right.
It's not.
That's why they're number one searches.
Right, that's right. Right. You know right, it.
You know? Yeah, yeah. It just I didn't think about that going into this. Mm-hmm. I kind of expected see some stuff we hadn't thought of or what have you. It makes sense, I guess, to your point, Melissa. But I didn't. I don't know. That surprised me a little bit.
You know, no one's searching. Yeah, how to create nuclear fusion?
Yes.
Like that. What really?
What I hope that am I reaching a little bit? Yeah. I'll admit that. I don't care. I'm looking for any opportunity to create some more empathy in our society and to show that we have more in common than not.
With you. Mm-hmm. 100%, man.
Even down to our searches, we have this much in common.
We do. It's fun to see, to be reminded of that.
It's also worth mentioning that Google has basically become a monopoly of the search engines, but, I digress.
Well, you're not the only one asking that question, Melissa. we've got our government on top of that one.
Right now, there's anti-monopoly proceedings that are going apiece right now. So
yeah. That have you guys been paying attention to that?
Yes.
That is fascinating. Mm-hmm. This is the first time, if I have this right, it's the first time in American history that this is a monopoly. A company is being fronted with a monopoly, and their argument is not, no, we're not a monopoly. They're owning that. They're basically saying they are.
Mm-hmm. Their response is, but everybody likes us.
It's almost like, but what do you want us to do? Our hands are up in the air. It's kind of like, we've never seen this before, where a company is just kind of like owning it. And like, yeah, we are, but what are you going to do?
That's no defense, by the way.
No.
You got nothing then.
What are they paying their attorneys? Hey, Google, search engine how to find a good attorney. Taking a break. We'll be back with more fun after Melissa's news on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Older adults in Wisconsin are experiencing more falls and fall-related injuries. A report from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services shows that EMS providers responded to more than 25,000 more falls in 2022 than in 2019. While a fall might not necessarily cause fatal injuries, they impact health and well-being in other ways. Most falls happen in the home. You can take steps to reduce falls by eliminating tripping hazards such as cluttered walkways and throw rugs. Grab bars can be installed in the bathroom, and you can do exercises to improve balance and strength. For more information and help, contact the Wood County ADRC at 715-421-0014. You can't bring your backpack or purse to sporting events at Lincoln High School. The athletic department at the Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln High School announced their athletic event bag policy only allows fans to carry in a fully clear plastic bag. It cannot be larger than 12 inches by 6 inches by 12 inches and must be clear plastic. These stadium-approved size bags are becoming the standard at many public events. No coolers or stadium seats with zippers will be allowed either. Medical bags, diaper bags, and any ADA-specific bag will be allowed, but are subject to inspection when entering or while on school grounds. It's getting closer to hunting season. The Wisconsin DNR is reminding hunters to know their target and understand the difference between elk and white-tailed deer this hunting season. Any elk taken without a tag may result in a fine and a revocation of your hunting license. Elk are larger than adult deer. Their antlers look different, and they have different color markings. There have also been several moose sightings across the northern part of the state, but they also cannot be harvested. If you observe an elk outside of the management zones or a moose, you can report them to the DNR on their website at dnr.wi.gov. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR and WIRI, your locally grown radio stations.
It's time for another edition of the Fall Time Quiz. Okay, what's the most important thing to do for your home in the fall? A, clean the gutters. B, rake the leaves. Or C, get your septic and holding tank pumped.
Well, my wife wants me to do all three, but I'll go with getting the holding tank pumped.
That's right! And for the big prize, who should you call?
Crockett Septics. Their trucks smell like cherry pie.
Right again! Just call 715-712-3456, and Crockett Septic can take care of it for you. Now go do those gutters.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you, too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again!
And a defense that just...
Down he goes!
Won't...
Intercepted, he's gone!
Stop!
Another turnover forced!
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin is back home to face Georgia Southern. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 65. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 44 tonight. High of 73. Tomorrow, mainly clear. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday. Chance for scattered thunderstorms on Saturday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 50.
Welcome back. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Material Girl playing us in.
Mm-hmm.
One and only Madonna. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We got a call coming in. Let's go ahead and take it. What's on your mind?
All right. Busy morning coming up, but I just have to make a comment about Melissa's news. What okay. The what about the DNR... I have to tell somebody the difference between an elk and a deer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we mentioned that same thing off air, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's worth mentioning. I mean, you know, you see a really big rack out there, you get excited, pause before you pull the trigger, man.
Yep.
I mean, if you don't know the difference difference between an animal and another animal, you probably shouldn't be carrying one of those things that shoot them.
Yeah, those fire sticks, probably not.
Yeah.
Yeah. I appreciate Melissa including it in the news.
Yeah.
If for any other reason, apparently some people need to learn this.
Yeah.
We need to get this information out there to as many people as possible. I don't think that's a great comment. Like Seth said, we were talking about it off air. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, and I appreciate you calling in.
I was driving and I'm like, my jaw hit the ground. And
yeah.
I don't get it, but.
Do you question the DNR on that, or do you think that they're doing that for a reason? And does that say more about hunters than it, or some hunters than mm-hmm. it does the DNR? Which way are you going on that?
Well, I'm a very avid hunter.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is that there's too many people out there that it's brown, it's down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just the problem. And I hunt with a group of guys that, I mean, it's safety. I mean, even before when I was a younger adult or a younger kid, even though it wasn't required at that time, I still had, because of being part of the group, I still had to take hunt for safety.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I've been running guns all my life, and I know how to. I respect the gun,
mm-hmm.
and I tell James, you always say it, it's a privilege.
Yeah,
it's not a right; it's a privilege. And for people to sit there, and I mean, I guess a few years ago, I mean, there was a group of people that did shoot an elk over in Western Wisconsin. Like, no, you got to know your target. You got to know what's in front of you and beyond,
mm-hmm.
and. For them, for the DNR to have to sit there and talk about this is just mind-boggling.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the equivalent of, so that thing in your car that goes over your shoulder, that's a seatbelt. That you want to click that, all right? You don't just want to pull it, you got to click it.
You got to click it.
It doesn't count if you, you know, but if they're doing it, it tells you something. It's a little bit like, well, McDonald's, I know the coffee's hot. Why are you telling me this? Oh, that's why. Oh, okay, yeah. I want to know what the DNR, where that's coming from. Like,
mm-hmm.
why they had to put this out there. I'd like to to get somebody on maybe Midday Magazine with us or something like that to get into this. And thank you for the call, sir. Always good talking with you.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
You too. A great one. Best listeners in radio, people.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
That's a great conversation, especially the point he made about safety. I mean, because it is a safety issue in the end. If you don't even know what you're shooting at, that seems very unsafe and scary to me. So, yikes.
And that they mentioned you can't hunt moose.
Yeah.
If you mistake a deer or an elk for a moose, there's something wrong, man.
I wasn't going to go here, but even I know the difference of these animals.
Yes.
And I've got concrete in my veins. even I get the difference of these animals.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think it's asking too much for people to be able to. I don't know. I know I've got so many friends that are hunters and that took gun safety classes. And I remember in school or them talking about it or whatever. I don't know if this came up, but do we need to have like this included in hunter safety? All right, everybody, the cow says what?
The see and say. We're gonna bring out the see and say.
Yeah.
The elk says.
The bear says.
I don't know. So let's get into this one. Has anyone tried this and does it work? Please, I'm seriously asking because I've had a migraine since about 11 yesterday.
All right.
It will not leave me. Someone on TikTok claimed you can cure a headache, specifically a migraine, by soaking your feet in hot water. Obviously, don't burn yourself, but they say the hotter the better, and at least one expert backed them up on it. A doctor in Maryland who specializes in acute and chronic pain explained why it could help. The hot water dilates the blood vessels in your feet, which pulls blood toward your legs and away from your head. After 10 to 15 minutes, he says it should relieve some of the pressure up there and help with the pain. A bunch of people in comments say they tried it and it really does work. But even if it doesn't, there aren't any side effects unless you don't like getting wet, I suppose.
Or, that kind of thing. Your feet wet or too hot.
Or you have gout.
Yeah.
Ooh, right. They could have told me all of this, but you have to do it while standing on your head, and I would figure it out. I would at least try.
Yeah.
If you deal, I've been dealing with chronic migraines since I was 13, and it's like having a take a fishbowl, throw a bunch of razor blades in there, and shake it. That's what it's like. I will do whatever they're asking me to try. Like, I don't care. Change your name. Okay. Whatever. Just I'll try anything at this point. I'll try this.
Give it a shot.
Well, and it's nice to soak your feet in hot water.
That's true.
I've heard this.
Relaxing, too.
Add some Epsom salts. Do a nice relaxing foot soak. A little lavender in there.
I do know that I've been telling Lefty and Righty for years that I need to take better care of them. And they're actually named the opposite. My left foot is named Righty, and my right foot is named Lefty.
That explains so much.
It really does.
It does.
It really does. Just let that sit there. We're not going to explain what it explains.
We're just going to shake our heads and move on.
Everyone did the same thing. They're like, oh.
It wasn't just you two. It was every listener. Every single listener.
James Maloff.
I would definitely try that. I love these life hacks that don't have a side effect.
Yeah, home remedies that may. Who knows if it works? But hey, like you said, it's not going to hurt you, and maybe you'll be a little more relaxed anyway.
Yeah, I like Melissa's point. Yeah. It feels nice.
Put your feet in hot water, right?
I will say that every once in a while, and this was a long time ago, but every once in a while, it actually did help me just to get my mind off of it, just to have my mind focused on something else. And I could see being, relaxed, helping a little bit. Mm-hmm. I know that I've tried that myself, being in a dark room and all that, drinking a lot of water, all those things, let's see. 424-2600. Would you try this? Have you tried this?
Or do we have any guinea pigs out there that can tell us one way or the other?
That'd be nice. Do you have a surefire headache cure?
Yeah.
Or any kind. Yeah.
And if you whether you have or you haven't, call up if you'd like a shirt.
Ooh, giving away a shirt now.
You could give us that, yes or no about that, and also give us your shirt size.
Yeah, perfect.
Call up 424-2600 and let us know what are your favorite things about WFHR, what are your favorite personalities or programs, and it doesn't have to be current. It could be past. We don't mind that. We are very proud of our 80-plus year history around here at WFHR.
Yep.
Any chance to talk about that, we will take that initiative. We'll take that opportunity. So call up 424-2600. That's 715-424-2600. As long as you know your shirt size, you can get a shirt.
Yeah.
And even if you don't, you can stop by. We'll help you out.
We'll help you out. It's not a big deal. Yeah.
We'll be back with more fun on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Buck Tussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot, Buford's birthday, and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and 5 current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Buck Tussle internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. The road to the White House begins here. And Civic Media delivered with all-day coverage of the first Republican presidential primary debate.
The only network with every show live from Milwaukee.
The Republicans are on the wrong side of policy, on the wrong side of the people.
Wrong side of history.
Conversation you won't find anywhere else.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Highs around 65 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 44. Tonight, mainly clear skies. High temperatures reach up to 73. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. Chance for scattered showers Friday. Chance for scattered storms on Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 51.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Irony in its fullest, or coincidence.
Isn't it ironic?
Yes. I had to get that, yeah. I love that part. I love that part. We were talking about Alanis Morissette. Of course she shows up in our
bumper. Of course. It's perfect.
Naturally.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you to Canada's own. I appreciate her joining us right there. Always nice of her to stop by.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get into some That Ain't Right stuff. We got some good stories of the day we'll get to, but we have to touch on this one right here. And I like these That Ain't Right stories that aren't necessarily, you know, they're a little harmless.
Oh, okay.
Sort of.
Sort of. Okay.
If they just plan to do this next time, I'll make sure to book a plane ticket, okay?
Okay.
Because I'd love to see this, let alone try some.
Okay.
A town in Portugal had a flash flood over the weekend, but it wasn't because of rain or even water. The streets were flooded with red wine.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Red wine. Gotta get that in the bumper.
Yeah.
The town of Lavira is near the coast, about 150 miles north of Lisbon. There is a big distillery there, and on Sunday, two holding tanks full of wine broke open.
Oh, no!
Spilling over 600,000 gallons of red wine into the streets.
Oh, that's a lot of red wine.
That's so sad.
The distillery is still looking into what happened, but took full responsibility and said they'll cover the cleanup. Luckily, no one was hurt, but at least one person's basement was flooded.
What a mess.
Oh my gosh. And you can't drink it. Because there's too much of the detritus of the, you know, the ground and everything in there. Yeah, it's completely wasted. Is that considered alcohol abuse?
There's There's a Simpsons episode where Homer comes across a bunch of sugar. Like, it's just on the side of the road. It's just a bunch of sugar. And he gets the brilliant... on the ground. He gets the brilliant idea, I'm going to sell my own sugar. And he just scoops it up and throws it in the bag. And people are buying the sugar with, like, nuts and bolts in it and everything.
Insects, yeah.
Yeah, and all that. That would be me in this situation. If I was a Portugalian or something, I would definitely be doing this. I would. Hey, anybody want some red wine? 25 cents. The adult version of the of Child's Lemonade Stand is what I would be doing.
Excuse me, sir. Mine has chunks in it.
Hey, it's extra flavor. It's extra flavor.
Shh, don't tell everybody. They'll want some, too.
Oh, you got something extra in yours.
There's a video all over social media of a raging river of wine flowing down the street. There's also a version of Adele riding down in an inner tube. Someone took
I have to look for.
Someone took a screenshot from her "I Drink Wine" music video and just kind of like snipped it in.
Oh no!
The jokes have been coming in fierce. One person said they'd just lie in the street with their mouth open.
Ew!
Another joke that he could clean that up in 15 minutes,
and then make another mess 15 minutes later.
I want to show the video of this because as much fun as we're having with it, if I didn't know that was red wine, that would freak me out.
A purple river flowing down the street.
We've seen this enough in life to know, okay, well, you know, if it's water, we've seen floods before.
Oh, yeah.
That kind of thing. I've never seen a purple.
Well, and when it's that color, that's a little...
It's a little off-putting when you see that,
in the streets.
It reminds me of the famous molasses flood in Boston back in like 1908 or 07 or whenever that was. That was probably a lot slower, though.
Yes.
Can you imagine this slow-moving wave? Oh, no! We've only got 4 hours to get out of the way, you know?
We should move soon. I like that. I don't know, man.
That's crazy.
That's one of those things that makes you call your mom. Like, or anybody that, you know, you hold dear that, like, make you feel more comfortable in life or more secure. I don't know. I don't know what to
do. Am I going crazy?
Mm. I'll just wrap up in my blanket.
Yeah. Make you feel secure. Yes. Very snugly.
And here's one that I don't know if is necessarily a that ain't right story or a more
story.
If you had a free Friday night, would you be more open to spending it with someone else or your pet? A new poll asked people, do you prefer people or animals? And 44% said animals, and 41% said people, and 15% said they don't know.
The raging debate.
Women were far more likely to prefer animals, and younger adults were also more likely to choose animals. In fact, the only age group that they prefer people over animals were seniors 65 and older.
Really?
I think that a lot of people would feel this way. I wonder how people would feel if animals could talk also.
Maybe different.
Because I think that there's plenty of people that come from a good place and an empathetic place from this, plenty of people that love animals, all of the above. But there are also people out there that just want to be, they want to be heard. They don't want to listen or they it's all about them, and they love animals.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. You know, I've always wondered that, not being really an animal person myself, and wondering about people who are like, it's like, what is going on here? Right.
What's the true motivation?
Right.
I know this because I dated this for a good 3 years. A person who had no, like, if there was a young person that needed help and an animal that needed help, she would not even think a half a second. That person is good luck to them. She's grabbing that animal. I am a huge animal lover. I love animals. But I believe that there is a line to that. And I don't think that I don't think it helps the food chain. I don't think that it helps people if you put animals above people. I don't think that does animals any good. I personally think that there's enough studying on that to show some of that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you can balance this.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think it's that difficult. Millions of people do it all the time.
Right.
But I do think that it is interesting when you see these numbers and you kind of like, I want to do this poll in another 5 or 10 years. And I want to see how much different it is and if it increases with the animal love.
You know, something occurs to me. That is it because they're animals or because you're treating like a kind of a person? Are you treating them like a dog or a cat? Or are you saying, you know, oh gosh, it's like having a human but not?
Yeah.
You know, because then I can you spill your guts too and everything like that. I've got a test for this though. Mm-hmm. I've got a test for this. Yeah. Can you if whether or not you think they're quote unquote more human or not? Can you stand to have an animal watching you while you have sex?
Yes.
Then that'll give you your answer.
Yep. Because I love animals, but no.
And that was odd coming from you, Seth.
What?
I have to say. I don't know why, but that just struck me as
weird.
An odd thought.
Oh, okay.
That was weird.
That's one of my favorite moments the three of us have shared together. That is going in my top 20. That is going in my top 20. Yes.
I was going to...
Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead. No, you should probably finish your thought.
I was just going to say no again. That's all. No to the animals in
emphatic,
the room. No.
Emphatic, yes.
I was going to talk about the fact that the seniors probably, if given the choice between visiting with people and visiting or spending their evening with animals, would choose people because probably the majority of their time is spent alone or with their companion animals.
Yeah.
So if you're going to give them a choice... I would probably choose people.
People.
Someone that can also carry on a conversation with you.
For sure, yeah.
It's a wonderful point.
Yeah.
It also gives me an opportunity to bring up Meals on Wheels. Encourage you to reach out to our friends at the ADRC. You can find out more by going to adrc-cw.org. They will work with you on this. It's one of the greater uses of your time, and it's an opportunity for you to get to know some of our great senior population.
There's a lot of them out there.
Get involved with Meals on Wheels, everybody. That kicks off our good stories of the day. Again, adrc-cw.org. Find out more about that. Seth, you have some interesting stuff for us.
Yeah, we've got All of Us Wisconsin is running a clinic, I guess you could say, in the Marshfield area. Residents can help advance medical research on tomorrow, September 14th. The future of health begins with you. You can go ahead to marshfield.joinallofus.org. You can set up an appointment for Thursday, September 14th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Marshfield's main clinic at 1000 North Oak Avenue, inside LK1 on the lower level. And this is not only does this help with medical research and that sort of thing, you're also eligible for a $25 gift card and a free DNA report and tailored actionable health-related reports as well. So it's not like you're helping out, and plus you get some pretty neat stuff as well. That's so keep that
cool.
in mind, everybody.
That is
I had a great cool. conversation with Scott Hebring, who is one of the scientists that is working on this program. And I would suggest to everyone to sign up, because whether or not you can make it tomorrow or they have appointments, this is ongoing. This research is going to continue. So get in on this.
Very cool.
It's an amazing thing they're working on. Individualized health plans going forward.
Nice.
We got this from Ashley. She sent over to us Maple Fest in Marshfield. It's going on this weekend, the 16th and 17th, over at beautiful Wildwood Park Zoo from 7 to 4.
Very nice.
Encourage you to check that out, everybody. I love Maple Fest. Anything maple, I will.
We know this well, yes.
I'm going to back 100%. And that's a fun festival. You can find out more by going to their website, visitmarshfield.com. That's all one word, visitmarshfield.com. And we'll see you at Maple Fest this weekend. And Fall Into Switched 2, Fall Craft Show, going on from 9 to 3 as well over there.
Nice.
Keep that in mind.
Friends over in Marshfield there, yeah.
Yeah, we say a good morning to them. We also saying a good morning to our friends at Seventh-day Advent Church. They have Friends Feeding Friends, their community meal. This is a free meal that they offer, and this is coming up on Sunday. It'll be going on over at their location at 611 24th Street North in Wisconsin Rapids. Their doors are open at 3, serving from 4 to 6. Again, this is a great opportunity to help out those in need, spread the word about this event. Mm-hmm. Everybody, oftentimes people in need don't have radios or don't have an opportunity to take in this kind of information. So please spread the word about this.
Or invite someone.
Yes.
Take them with you. Bring them to the meal. You know, that's another great way to do that.
And it is Wednesday.
It is Wednesday, James, and that means one thing over at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge number 693. What is it?
Bingo!
Bingo!
All right. Melissa even got in on it. Yeah. Doors open at 5. Yeah. Bingo starts at 6:30. Go support our Elks, all the great things they do here, and have some fun while you're doing it.
And that's the Elks Lodge, not the Deer Lodge, everybody. That's the...
Oh, so good. So good. He had two of them today, man.
A bigger rack.
He's on a roll. He should have migraines more often.
Help our friends at the Elks Lodge to do such great work in this community. Encourage you to head on over there and enjoy some bingo. And save the date. Our annual raking event, Day of Caring, is coming up with our great friends at the United Way of Southwood and the Ems Counties. That is on October 21st. Volunteers and team leaders can register online at uwswac.org. Be sure to register to volunteer early to receive that free t-shirt. And those are great shirts, everybody.
Yeah.
Make sure to do that.
They're awesome.
They're also currently accepting registration from local elderly and disabled individuals who wish to have their yards raked by volunteers during Day of Caring. To register to have your yard raked, call them at 715-421-0390. That's 421-0390. And speak to a 211 resource specialist.
Before the 6th.
Yeah, make sure to do that before October 6th. And again, you can reach out to that resource specialist 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. Find out more at uwswac.org.
On Friday, you need to grill Terry to find out what color the shirt is this year. I got to know. Yep. I want to know what color it is. It's always different.
We
got
to get that info.
Yeah.
I will ask that hard-hitting reporter. Yes, yes. And join us today from 3 to 4 for Midday Magazine. Family Natural Foods is going to be with us in part 1. And our friends from Encourage, Kim Shields, is going to be with us in part 2.